It is Nonprofit Week with 94.1 KXOJ and so many vitally important nonprofits we're trying to raise your awareness of. KXOJ family, today we're with Jan Pride from Happy Hands Education Center, and it's for kids who are deaf or hard of hearing and their families. Jan, for those unfamiliar with Happy Hands, share the heart behind your mission and why you're serving.
Happy Hands Education Center serves children that are deaf and hard of hearing, primarily ages birth through fourth grade now. We have served families from as far away as Stroud, Muskogee, Okmulgee, Bartlesville, but we're also seeing families move to the Tulsa area from Oregon, Washington, Georgia, wow, all over the United States at this time. Happy Hands is a faith-based education program, specifically focusing on deaf and hard of hearing children and their needs. Mm-hmm. And parents are really looking for faith-based programs, and that's what Happy Hands provides. Our mission is to make sure that children who are deaf and hard of hearing are able to flourish in life, mm-hmm, be able to flourish in their education, even flourish within their own homes, mm-hmm, in a way that is accessible to deaf children, both in the way we teach language and also making sure that financially it's accessible to parents.
I'm fascinated to hear more about how this is accomplished. Jan with Happy Hands, more coming up just ahead. Find more at happyhands.org. Been a really informative week on KXOJ, Nonprofit Week. I'm really interested in hearing how to help more kids with Happy Hands Education Center. That's why Jan Pride came in today on the afternoon show. Jan, you work with children at Happy Hands Education Center, deaf and hard of hearing, and what makes early intervention so important and critical for these kids and their families?
Well, at Happy Hands, we know that communication is the foundation for language, and a well-developed language is the cornerstone for reading and for social-emotional development and really the rest of life, access to the world, but also access to the Word of God. Without communication, a child is isolated. We're isolated. 94% of children that are born deaf are born into families that have no prior experience with deafness. And that only accounts for the children that are born deaf. It doesn't account for the children that lose their hearing later from an illness or whatever that may be. One Happy Hands mom told me this was a journey she was totally unprepared for. Mm-hmm. She sang to her son. She read to him. She told him that she loved him. And then all that to find out that he never heard her. And we need to make sure that that early intervention is happening as soon as possible.
Important conversation and really interesting. If you're interested in hearing more about Happy Hands Education Center, we got more with Jan coming up, but you can go to happyhands.org. Nonprofit Week on KXOJ. Gary Thompson, hi there. It is a fascinating conversation. Sit down with Jan Pride of Happy Hands Education Center for deaf and hard of hearing kids. Jan, I was really excited to hear that faith is a big part of your approach. How does that influence the day-to-day environment at Happy Hands?
Well, Happy Hands faith is the most important aspect of our ministry, in my opinion. Happy Hands Education Center accepts all children with hearing loss, any family, regardless of their faith. But God started this work, and the vision for Happy Hands is to make sure that deaf children not only have the language that they need to be successful, but they also have access to the Word of God. Only 2% of deaf Americans identify themselves as Christians.
Wow.
And worldwide, the deaf population is the second most unreached population for Christ. And it all goes back to language and access to language.
Right.
But Happy Hands is working to change that. And by providing education, therapies, parent resources, and all of that with the love of Christ, we're actually changing those statistics one child at a time. And we never turn away a child because of the family's financial situation. We trust that God will provide for all our needs, mm-hmm, and that we can partner with the community to do that.
I love that heart. You can find more about Happy Hands Education Center at happyhands.org. More with Jan coming up. It's Nonprofit Week with 94.1 KXOJ, sitting down with some important folks who are making life so much easier and so much better for so many. We're talking about kids today who are deaf and hard of hearing. Jan Pride is the director there at Happy Hands Education Center, and you guys work closely with parents and caregivers. Can you tell us more about the support and education you offer families, Jan?
Happy Hands Education Center knows that parents are the most important teachers in a child's life. We come alongside the parents and the caregivers to encourage them that their child is made in the image of God. They aren't broken or disabled. They're precious, and they're about to embark on a journey that they didn't expect, but they're going to be involved with deaf culture, sign language, and a whole new way of communicating and a whole new way of parenting. So we offer free sign language classes to the parents in our program. We introduce them to the wonderful community in this area of deaf culture and other resources that they might need to access. It's really common for a family with a deaf child to feel isolated because they know that at some point their child won't be included. And that might be in their church or in their extended family, but Happy Hands is here to help those parents of those deaf children.
More with Jan Pride coming up on KXOJ during Nonprofit Week. You can find more right now at happyhands.org. Nonprofit Week with 94.1 KXOJ. Jan Pride from Happy Hands Education Center is in studio today. I'm so fascinated and warmed by this conversation, Jan. Many of your students thrive despite their challenges. Is there a story you could share that really captures the impact there at Happy Hands?
Gosh, after 32 years of serving deaf and hard of hearing children in this area, Happy Hands has seen so many lives changed. I think about a family who came many years ago, and the family was really in distress. They brought their 2-year-old child. They had just found out that she was losing her hearing. She wasn't communicating. But this family was in distress as well. They were facing divorce. They were blaming themselves for her hearing loss and struggling just really emotionally. Moms told us that soon after her little girl started Happy Hands, she would fall asleep at night making the sign for Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus. Jesus.
Oh.
In sign language.
I love
and
it.
And so this little girl was seeing and experiencing the stories of Jesus every day in class and realizing that Jesus loved her. So mom ended up in our office and mom wanted to know, who is this Jesus?
What?
I don't know Jesus. And she eventually accepted Jesus as her Lord.
Oh.
And then a few years later, I had the privilege of watching mom baptize her daughter.
Oh my goodness.
And that was just precious.
That is the kingdom of God right there. More with Jan Pride from Happy Hands coming up. Find more at happyhands.org. I tell you, my friend, the KXOJ family, I am so excited about talking with Jan Pride today on Nonprofit Week. With Happy Hands Education Center, Jan, what would surprise most people about the work you're doing with deaf or hard of hearing kids that you serve?
Probably the one thing that I hear people express more than anything else when they visit Happy Hands is that they had no idea the needs were so great for children that are deaf and hard of hearing. Mm. You know, deafness is very invisible, and unless you have a deaf person in your life somewhere or in your circle, in your friends, we're pretty unaware of the struggles that a deaf person experiences and the isolation that they experience. And like I said, oftentimes a deaf person experiences that isolation in their own family, like at the dinner table or when a joke is told at a family event. And those communications become very difficult. But at Happy Hands, we make sure that communication is accessible in all their activities, in all their language opportunities during the day. We do that through sign language, speech training, all of those things. Mm-hmm. But the sign language is the truly accessible language at all times, no matter what's going on with their ears. And we make sure that it's financially accessible to the families. We raise about 85% of our budget annually to keep the doors open and to support these kids with scholarships.
Beautiful. More with Jan Pride coming up on KXOJ. I'm Gary Thompson. You can find more at happyhands.org. It's Nonprofit Week on KXOJ, sitting down with community leaders, really educating ourselves and you, the KXOJ family, on all the great ministries and outreaches out there. Today, it's Happy Hands Education Center. I'm with Jan Pride. Jan, how can somebody in our listening audience get involved helping these deaf and hard of hearing kids, whether through volunteering, giving, or attending events?
We love for KXOJ listeners to get involved. The best first step is a tour. We love to show off what we're doing in our center. So you get to peek in on the classrooms, hear parents' stories, and see where your passion connects with Happy Hands. We love to have classroom and office volunteers, typically on a weekly basis, but sometimes we do have events, and so volunteers are welcome to participate in that. Our website, www.happyhands.org, is a great place to see what the opportunities are. It costs us $23,000 annually to educate one child. And so we really do depend on donations and support from the community. Our Happy Hands heroes are our monthly donors. We're also a member school with OSF, the Opportunity Scholarship Fund, which allows tax credits for the donor. And then we would love to come and speak to anyone, to your church group, to your club, or invite you in to have a tour at Happy Hands, or check out our Facebook or social media.
Amazing. More at happyhands.org. More with Jan coming up. Nonprofit Week on 94.1 KXOJ speaking today. What a privilege to talk to Jan Pride from Happy Hands Education Center, helping the kids that are deaf and hard of hearing. Jan, as you're looking ahead, what are some hopes or goals for the future of Happy Hands Education Center?
To our knowledge, we are the only Christian school for the deaf in the United States.
Wow, what a distinction.
We want that to change.
Yeah.
So our goal and our dream is to continue up through 12th grade. Mm-hmm. We're experiencing crowdedness now. In fact, our elementary program, instead of being in our building, they are in some rented space at a church, which is great, and we appreciate that, but means that in the near future, we are going to be looking at some kind of capital campaign and building mm-hmm. again. The parents have made it very clear to us that they want a Christian education for their children. And one of the things that I think that they're looking for, the reason they're looking for that is because many churches don't have the resources mm-hmm. to provide that Christian education on Sundays or whatever day they go to church. So Happy Hands really is church for these families in a lot of ways. But my prayer has always been that out of the ministry of Happy Hands, more deaf children around the world will know and trust that Jesus is their Lord.
May it be so. You can find more and support and get involved at happyhands.org.